With the launch of Vinci Mass slated for May 6th, 2023, the Carnival Development Corporation CDC hosted a press conference to update patrons on the proposed plans for the hottest carnival in the Caribbean. One of the items on yesterday's agenda was the activities for Rural Carnival. Deputy Chairman of the CDC and Coordinator of Rural Carnival, Dylan Morris, outlined the dates for the different carnival activities, which he said will feature all components of the festival.
On Saturday 29th April, Kitteni Mass, Carnival Launch and First Water. Friday the 5th of May, Central Leeward Launch and Fish Fest. Saturday, May 13th, St. George's Carnival Launch. That is after the Windward Carnival, which is on the 12th of May. Sunday, the 7th of May, North Leeward Launch. That's right after the launch of Vinci Mass. And then the next area would be the Saturday, the 20th of May, North Leeward Wet Fet. Also on Saturday, May 20th, St. George's Wet Fet. So we're having two rurals having activities on that said day. Friday, 26th May, Miss St. George's Pageant. Friday, 26th May, South Leeward Launching with a Fish Fest. Saturday, May 27th, St. George's Calypso Soca Pan. So we see here the elements, the components. Saturday, 27th May as well, St. George's Juvie and Street Party. So that is the big weekend for the St. George's. Saturday, 27th May, Windward Carnival Soca Monarch. Saturday, 27th May, North Leeward Kiddies Carnival. On that Saturday, we're having several events in the different rurals. The persons who are living closer to which particular area at least would have events where they can participate.
He said following these events, the activities will continue in North Leeward.
Sunday, 20th May, North Leeward Tropical Paradise, all-inclusive fet. Sunday, 20th May, St. George's Kiddies Carnival. So we see here the kids are part of the rural events as well. Sunday, 28th, Kitteni Second Water. Friday, 2nd June, South Leeward Pan and Calypso. Saturday, 3rd June, Windward Carnival, Kids Bonanza. Sunday, 4th June, South Leeward Street Jump Up and Soca Monarch. Friday, 9th June, Central Leeward Carnival Cool Down. Saturday, 10th June, North Leeward Soca Monarch. Friday, 16th June, Kitteni, Miss Kitteni Pageant. Friday, 6th June, Miss North Leeward Pageant. Saturday, 17th, Kitteni, Juve and Street Jump Up. Saturday, 17th, North Leeward Juve and Street Jump Up. So Kitteni and North Leeward are the same day. Sunday, 18th June, North Leeward Carnival Cool Down. On the 23rd of June, which is the following week, Windward Carnival, Miss Windward Pageant. Saturday, the 24th June, would also be the Juve, Street Jump Up, and Color Fet. 22nd July, Canoan Carnival Village. Sunday, 23rd July, Canoan again, Kiddies Carnival. Thursday, July 27th, Canoan Night Mass. Friday, 28th July, Canoan Baywatch. Saturday, 29th, Canoan Soca 360. Sunday, 30th, Canoan Miss Rural SVG. Monday, 31st July, Canoan Swap Soca Water and Powder. Tuesday, 1st August, Canoan Juve and Street Party.
Morris said they will ensure that all security measures are in place to ensure the safety of patrons during these rural carnival events.
We have met several times with the chairpersons of the rural committees and we've had some fruitful discussions. One of those discussions was the aspect of security and the high cost which rurals have been incurring. In that aspect, the security forces have worked with us well over the past, and we encourage them to continue, and we're going to continue having discussions with them to see how we can have a reduction in the fees if possible, and to continue the high level of security that we do experience in these rural events. The police is an essential part because when persons feel safe, they come out and they participate in the events.
Deputy Chairman of the CDC and Coordinator of Rural Carnival, Dylan Morris. He said the rural carnival activities will offer patrons a thrilling experience and he's inviting all to attend the festivities. I am Ashisi Assam with today's special report.